Yo, peace, family. It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? And I want to welcome you to Honoring Our Own Dreams Radio, family. I want to welcome you to Honoring Our Own Dreams Radio, family. I want to welcome you to Honoring Our Own Dreams Radio, family. And when you say it short, it's Hood Radio, family. Yeah. When you say it short, it's Hood Radio, family. Yeah. When you say it short, it's Hood Radio, family. Yeah. I want to say what's up to my mama, man. My mama is a bad woman. Do you understand me? And I ain't talking about bad in a negative way. I'm talking about bad in a way. God love my mama so much, man. It's crazy. You understand what I'm saying, man? You know, my mama told God that give her a son. She prayed for a son. You understand what I'm saying? And she told God, if you give me a son, I will raise him to follow you. You understand what I'm saying? And God believed my mama so much, homie. I was born on my mama's birthday. You understand what I'm saying, homie? I'm gonna answer the prayer. I'm different, family. I'm for real special, family. You ain't never heard nothing like that in your life. You don't know nobody born on their mama birthday, homie. I'm talking to 90% of the world about that, family. You ever been so mad, family, that you tremble? You ever been so mad, family, all you can do is breathe? You've been so mad, family, you gave yourself a headache. You've been so mad, family, that you done stood up against more people. You ever been so mad, family, that you punched a hole in a wall, family? You ever been so mad, family, where you began to cry, family? You ever been so mad, family, that you began to hyperventilate, family? You ever been so mad, family? You don't even know how to talk low no more. You so mad, family. Family, you ever been so mad, family, that you just walked up and stole on somebody, family? Family, you ever been so mad that you grabbed somebody up in their collar, family? You ever been so mad, family, that you walked into a building and got right in the face of the individual and you went to war, family? Family, I'm so mad I couldn't even stand up in church today, G. I ain't lying to you. And I'm mad, family. Mad, family, I've been crying. Family, I'm mad, family. Family, I'm mad. I'm mad. But you know what? Life is 10% what happens and 90% how you respond to it. And today, brothers and sisters, this is my response. Dear black people, dear black people, the word for today is demand. Dear black people, the word for today is demand. Dear black people, the word for today is demand. Today you're going to learn something, family. Today you're going to learn something today, family. Today you're going to learn something. What I want to talk about is the state of black America, family. And I ain't sitting up in the phone acting like y'all ain't understanding and y'all ain't living in and this, that, and the third, family. I'm just going to give it to you from my side of the game, family. Okay? I'm just going to give it to you from my daily steps, family. You understand me? Family, I'm in Macon, Georgia right now. I'm talking about right now, family. Family, I've been down here 7 years, family. You understand me? And I'm not down here playing, family. I done came down here and morphed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Family, I've been a school teacher in this place, family. I've been a vendor in this place, family. I've been a church goer in this place, family. I eat at the black-owned restaurants in this place, family. I done invested my life in this city, family. Family, I got a robotics program down here, family. I'm not down here playing. I'm a business owner down here, family. I'm not down here playing, family. And this ain't the Mo Show. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from so you can understand who and what talking, family. You understand me? Family, I done gave my life to it, family. And when I say to it, family, I'm talking about the growth and the development of my brothers and sisters. I'm talking about black people. I'm talking about people from the hood, family. I'm not sitting up here just chopping and boxing, family. I'm in this war. You understand me? I'm in the think tank and the front line. You understand me? And family, I've been knocking on doors for years to try to get in front of our children, to give them the positive image of a black man. And brothers and sisters, I have been blocked, paused, ignored. Okay. All right. These brothers and sisters, these administrators, these boards, they feel they know more. They feel they know what's best, right? But right now, brothers and sisters, we have gentlemen, we have young black boys, we have teenage males, we have young men on every level of academia in this city. I'm talking about high school, middle school, and elementary school. And I guarantee you in every school, the majority of the black children are reading below grade level, are doing math below grade level. And it's been going on like that. And then when you go to the schools, family, they tell you they ain't got no money. And I'm calling that BS. And I want to ask this question, family. Why is it acceptable for everything attached to the black folk that it got to be poverty stricken? There is no way in the world a school should not have money when we had millions of dollars poured into the academic system, the education system through COVID. And they said it was there to help our brothers and sisters catch up due to COVID. But yet when you go to the schools, and I guarantee this is all cities, family, it just ain't in Macon. It just ain't in Macon. And when you go to these schools, they say they ain't got no money. It's ridiculous. And then you have children who cannot read on the proper grade level, family. And then you sit back and you look at the Department of Education. That is supposed to be the best that America has when it comes to education. And all they're doing when it comes to our children is cookie cutter stuff. Talking about it don't work. And then they turn around and try to blame us. They talking about our parent. They talking about the violence. They talking about the crime. They talking about the poverty, right? But we are talking about the Department of Education, family, which is a part of the United States government, family. You understand? You understand? This is not the neighborhood alderman. This is not the city councilman, family. And I ask the question, why doesn't anybody care about our children? I'm talking about these people went to school. These people had to write dissertations. These people say they love children. When you ask a teacher why you're a teacher, the majority of the teachers that you speak with will tell you because I love children. I care about our young people. This is what they'll say to us, family. And here it is. All these passionate lovers of children and who want to educate and woo-wop the bam. Why do we have classrooms of black males that can't read? Why are the majority of our children in this system reading below grade level? And I don't care if they live with Sinister. I don't care if they live with Gargamel. I don't care if they live with Freddy Krueger and Jason. The job of the Department of Education is to prepare our young people to be the best. And for doggone sure, they're not to approach our young people, our black children with a cookie cutter approach when our children are not living the cookie cutter lifestyle of their peers. But yet, when you go to the black school from the black community, they cry poverty. They cry poverty. They blame the property taxes in Chicago. They say because it's such poor neighborhoods, that's why y'all receive less money. Now they say because our schools are in poor communities, our schools have to be poor. Does that make any sense to y'all? And I'll show y'all why it don't make no sense. I'm about to go over here and I'm going to say what need to be said. Immigrants are coming into this country and being flown and bussed and put in hotels, and they have cots set up for them, and bam. And you got politicians and individuals who are calling it a human crisis, that the immigrants are being pushed all over the country and they got all this mercy and grace, and look at these children. We can't turn these children away at the border. It's a damn shame that these kids got put in cages. And by the way, we gave them some money because they got put in cages, and they're not even Americans, but they received the reparations check. And now we got to bust them all over across the country because we got to help them break into our country, even though they're coming in here illegally, and everybody know, and the police ain't gonna arrest them because ICE has been told to stand down. But they'll say that they sent in 4 million illegal immigrants back over the country. But then you got all these immigrants right now that's coming into the country. You got politicians that's foaming at the mouth about a Ukrainian, and I got a classroom full of black males that can't read, family. Ain't nobody in the room gonna tell me that this structure cares about my people. Ain't nobody in the room gonna tell me that these structures care about my children's education. Ain't nobody gonna tell me that. I don't care if they put their prom date up there. You know, Barry, I don't care if he come up there and try to give you a motivational speech about, we know as Democrats, we ain't doing a damn thing for y'all, but y'all need to keep voting for us. For what? For what, Barry? But I want to discuss Barry, but not like most brothers discuss Barry. How I want to discuss Barry is I want to talk about Barry's presidency. And I want to talk about how Barry helped transform the lives of individuals, family. I mean, President Barack Obama was a game changer for this country, and specifically for the Hispanic, because when Barack Obama was elected in 2008, he made it clear that he was going to be everybody's president. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't focus on individuals. He couldn't be specific because he was everybody's president. You know what I'm saying? So he said that in 2008, and everybody got in line, like, okay, well, everybody going to get a turn. Praise God. Right on. So then, you know, 2 years later in 2010, President Obama wrote Executive Order 13555, and that is the Educational Excellence for Hispanics. Executive Order 13555, signed by President Barack Obama, which ensures that all Hispanics, see, it wasn't just for the shorties, it wasn't just for pre-K, it wasn't just for elementary, it wasn't just for middle school, it wasn't just for high school, it wasn't just for college students, it wasn't just for masters, it wasn't just for the PhDs, it was for all Hispanics. I'm talking about those that are not even in school. I'm talking about grandma at the crib that can't speak no English. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about your uncle who woo-wop in the bam. You know what I'm saying? He can get him an education. He wrote a Executive Order 13555, which covers all Hispanics. Him and President Joe Biden did that because Joe Biden was his vice president. So Joe Biden was in on the decision making to make sure that every breathing, living Hispanic on this earth will have access to the top notch, best executive order presidency that can provide education on this planet, will cover every Hispanic on this planet that make their way here. And then when they get here, they're going to get a plane ride or a bus somewhere. But when you go into a black school, they talk about how they ain't got no money. And people that's not even supposed to be in the country getting first class treatment. Because I tell you what, y'all, if you track all the way from Mexico and you get to the border and they hand you some water, a sandwich and some sanitizer and then put you on an air conditioned bus or on a plane and they give you a hotel room. Oh, man, they might even give you a cot in the gymnasium. But now you are an American and now you're going to be taken care of because they're not going to send you back. Why would they send you back? They spent all this money to put you up. They organized to put you up. Man, you living on Easy Street. All you had to do was get to the border. Whereas my brothers and sisters, they growing up in this society. They growing up in death traps. They growing up in underfunded schools. And then they're dealing with 38 kids in one classroom. They dealing with administrations that's doing stuff that seem like they holding the teachers back. And why is that? And man, we wop the bam. But y'all hiring this and y'all bringing this book into the school and y'all bringing more of these books into the school and y'all teaching more of this instead of even teaching my children their history. And then everybody turn the game around and be like, well, the problem started home. I hear you. I hear the home. I hear the poverty. I hear the neighborhood. But what does that have to do with the structure of the Department of Education? Your job is to educate, not to point the finger. And what I'm saying is with all the PhDs and all the Mavi cum laude and all this, that, and the third, and you break dancing in the street on top of your BMW and you miss Dr. Woo Wop the Bam. But when it comes to our children, everybody pulls their pockets inside out and cry poverty. But let me remind y'all of something, family. See, I'm a black man and I study black history and I want to bring a point up. When have we ever had the top-notch education, right? So the brothers and sisters back in the day for doggone show had to do a hell of a lot of self-teaching because, hey man, they might have had one book in their classroom. They for doggone show wasn't bus to school while white kids was bus to school. So hey y'all, it's always been lopsided when it came to us getting our education, right? Right? You know, it's election season out here, y'all. It's election season out here, y'all. It's election season. November 8th. It's election season out here, y'all. It's election season out here, y'all. Right now, the Democrats control the government. Right now. Right now. They control the government. They got the House. They got the Senate. They got the White House. Right? Nancy Pelosi is the majority. She's the majority leader. Right? Nancy Pelosi. She's a Democrat, right? Okay. All right. All right. You got Stacey Abrams running for governor in Georgia, right? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Right? You got all these Democrats around the country running, right? Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Brothers and sisters, the word of the day is demand. Demand. You understand me? The word for the day is demand. Okay. And as a black man, I'm 47 years old. I've lived in this country and I haven't heard one black person as long as I've been living to talk or say anything like I'm about to say. Okay, so it's going to make some people uncomfortable. Some of you all might look at it like, wow, I don't know, but I'm going to say it. If Stacey Abrams wants to be governor of Georgia, then Stacey Abrams needs to endorse this. If Joseph Biden or Kamala Harris or whomever think they want to get back into the White House, they're going to have to not only endorse this, but they're going to have to do this. And they're going to have to do this before Election Day. Or I propose, brothers and sisters, we don't vote. And I'm going to show you why we shouldn't vote. So this is my suggestion. This is my demand. And black people, you can jump on it or not. But this is Mo Morris. This is my demand. And I'm not demanding it for myself. Brothers and sisters, I'm demanding it for us. So you get to roll with it or you can cry and foam at the mouth. That's on you. But I'm bringing this to the table for us. Okay? For us. I demand that Joseph Biden, President Joseph Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, I demand that they write The same executive order, family, that President Obama wrote for the Hispanics. And I'm talking about Executive Order 13555. I demand that President Obama publicly backs this. I demand that President Obama calls Joseph Biden and demand this get done. President Obama didn't do anything for black people in 8 years, and we still foam at the mouth and kiss him in the mouth and act like he our man. He ain't our man, because as the only black president that received 95% of the black vote, he did nothing for black people. So I'm like, okay, God forgives, I hear you. But what I want to see, I want to see President Obama publicly stand up for this. And if he doesn't publicly stand up for this, then we need to X him out of the game. Because we need President Obama. We demand that President Obama endorse this. We demand that President Joseph Biden writes this before Election Day. And what's stopping him from doing it? Because all he got to do is go to Executive Order 13555, and where they got Hispanic, they say black. Not people of color, y'all. I'm talking about the brothers and sisters who had to submit themselves to the colored only sign. See, ADOS, y'all talking about the African descendants of slaves. That I ain't on that. I don't like the word slave, y'all. I ain't feeling that. Yes, that's part of my history, but I don't need that part of my identification. And when you say African descendants of slaves, hey, man, praise God. That's what you're calling yourself. So, hey, that's not what I'm with. I'm down with this colored only sign, because, see, the colored only sign is right on this, that, and the third. And I can relate to that. Man, I can't relate to the chain on my neck, even though that was one of the first parts of history that I learned. But what I can relate to, because if I was born in them days, I'd have had to drink at that colored only water fountain. So that's where I'm coming from. So where there were Hispanics, all you got to do is put the you can put color. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't feeling the African-American. You can put black. Let's rock with black, because they hit us with the African-American. I don't want no more history where I'm attached to no white man's labeling. I don't want my future to be attached to no white man's labeling. I'm good. I'm black. I'm black. And if anybody got any criticism about me saying I'm black, I ask you this, what you doing? I'm making a demand for the people. And I'm saying we demand an executive order before Election Day. And I'm going to get on the mic every day and say this. We demand an executive order, just like Executive Order 13555. That was written for the education excellence of Hispanics. And when they say Hispanics, they mean every Hispanic that can get their behind to America. So if the only black president of this country can write an executive order, then his former vice president, who was also part of that order, his vice president, who is now president, we demand that you create this executive order. You and Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris, sisters, y'all remember her, right? Y'all remember Kamala Harris, right? Y'all remember her, right, sisters? Right? Kamala Harris, who y'all was telling us to close our mouth and get in line and vote for her. And if you don't back her, you bogus. And you had the Divine Nine talking about we gonna vote for her. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that, Greek folk out there? Y'all was saying because she was an AKA that she was a black woman. Right? Y'all put on the chucks and the pearls to vote for her, right? Y'all demanded that we close our mouth and vote for her. And what has that sister done for the brothers and sisters? It's all together now. Nothing. Matter of fact, they initiated. She took care of the people who she identified herself with. She'll look you in the face and say, I'm more Asian than anything, right? She made sure they got an order. When in the history of this country have Asian people received anything from America? But when you look at the voting, Asians don't vote Democrat more than they vote Republican. So what I'm saying is, family, if President Joseph Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris if they do not write us an executive order before Election Day, I say, let them ask the Asian to vote for them and let them get the illegal immigrant to vote for them. Let them get any other group of people that they're taking care of. They're getting their books in the school. They're making sure they're getting cots in the gymnasium. They're doing all they can do for these people. Then let them vote for them. Then let them vote for them. We have schools where black males cannot read. We have schools where the entire school is below the reading grade level. They're below their math grade level. They ain't scoring on balance with anything. Maybe one or two, praise God. But when it comes to reading and math, we are behind, and the very people that we keep putting in office are doing nothing for us. And I'm tired of the narrative, y'all. I'm tired of the narrative. We just got to do what we got to do. We got to vote blue no matter who. Hell no. What I'm saying is, family, I am demanding. Dear black people, the word for today is demand. We demand an executive order before Election Day. And we demand that Barack Obama sponsor it. We demand that, just like he out here telling us to vote for Democrats, he better be pushing the executive order for the brothers and the sisters to increase our education. Period. We demand that Oprah say something. We demand that Nori say something. We demand that Ye say something. We demand that Dave Chappelle say something. We demand that T.I. and Boosie say something. We demand that Charleston White say something. We demand that Corey Holcomb say something. Everybody on code. Now, who in the room saying they don't want an executive order? We demand that Cedric the Entertainer back it up. We demand that Steve Harvey back it up. We demand that Ludacris back it up. We demand that Jay-Z back it up. We demand that LeBron James back it up. Hey, look here, family. If you can buy people's music, if you can buy their clothes, if you can buy their shoes, if you can buy their jerseys, if you can buy their books, if you can go see their movies, we demand that Spike Lee endorse it. Spike Lee, you came to Chicago and created Chirac. You need to apologize. You need to apologize. You ain't brought one program to Chicago, and you said you was going to do it. And you lied, Spike. So we demand that Spike Lee open his mouth about this. If these black people who we have made famous, we demand that Denzel Washington say something. We demand that Samuel Jack say something. Look here. We have made these people wealthy. Wealthy. And they don't say nothing on our behalf. I saw Morgan Freeman. We demand that Morgan Freeman say something. And Mr. Freeman, I'm coming at you because you sat your neck on TV with Mike Wallace and talked about how bogus Black History Month was. So we demand that Morgan Freeman open his mouth, and they ain't even got to if they don't want to. But you know what, brothers and sisters? Where I'm from, your actions speak louder than your words. Your action screams while your action screams while your word whisper. That's where I'm from. Your actions scream while your words whisper, homie. And what I'm saying is, if Barack Obama can't open his mouth and say, hey, man, we do need to do this executive order for black people, then doggone it, y'all need to stop standing up. Y'all need to stop clapping when y'all see him then, because that man don't give a damn about us. And I'm saying us, family. And I'm 47 years old, family. I ain't got to be nowhere near the hood, family. And I'm all in it. I ain't got to be in these schools, family, and I'm fighting to get in them. Why? Because we got black male. We got classrooms full of black males that can't read. Tell me I'm lying. Listen, look at your city, family. Look at the schools. Look how the schools are in the black neighborhood, family. We already know I ain't lying. So let's stop crying and do something about it. I demand that Ozzie Smith say something about it. I demand that Dusty Baker, the manager of the Houston Astros, with his black dark-skinned self, I demand that he demand it. It is time for people to quit acting like they black. You black, homie. You black with your dark-skinned self. I'm talking to all us, family. Somebody look me in my face. Somebody look me in my face. Somebody look me in my face and tell me our future is going to be better if we keep rocking like this. I had a young black boy, 20-something years old, excuse me, a young man, he's a husband, excuse me, brother. I had a brother look me in my face and tell me that our community wasn't going to get no better. Now, this man married, he gonna have a child, and he probably got kids, and he growing up in this community, and he telling me that ain't nothing we can do. You know, black folks, we gotta quit being so poor in our mindset. We gotta quit being so defenseless in our mindset. I'm not defenseless. I kick somebody ass. Let's understand that. Ain't nobody trying more Morris and not feeling me, homie. And what I'm telling you, we get muffed every day when it comes to our children's future. We got educational systems that are part of the government that President Joe Biden is the head of, and him and Kamala Harris received more votes in the history of the United States, and black folks voted for them. And I know for doggone show, black folks voted more for them than the Asian population. Black folks voted more for them than the illegal immigrant, you dig? And we ain't got nothing from them. And in the meanwhile, the Asians received the bill, an executive order, by the way, and the illegal immigrants are getting plane rides and bus rides and hotel rooms and cots all around this country right now, black folks. Now, y'all tell me what's up. Now, you tell me why Stacey Abrams gets to be the governor of Georgia and she don't endorse an executive order strictly for black people. And she running around in all these black neighborhoods talking about voting for me. And Stacey Abrams ain't got nothing on her record that's helping black people. Matter of fact, you're not going to find one politician in this country today that is doing one or multiple programs specifically for black people. And if you find them, pull them up. So that can be our next individual that we vote for president, because there is no politician breathing right now that is doing anything specifically for black people. And with that fact, brothers and sisters, we need to be more than mad. We need to be more than sad. We need to do more than foam at the mouth and talk about, man, this is just what it is to be black. No, family, it's new day. It's new moves. And I'm saying we are demanding an executive order right now, just like President Obama wrote for the Hispanics in 2010, Executive Order 13555. And I'm going to be on the mic every day talking about this right here. And I'm coming right at you, brothers and sisters. And hey, man, I don't care what nobody is telling you. I don't care. I don't care what nobody is telling you. I was at an event and they was out there passing out Stacey Abrams signs and talking about vote early and all that. I was trying to be cool because I got invited to this. But if I'd have saw this individual on the street, I'd have looked brother in the face and said, why should I vote for Stacey Abrams? Because the question is, what has Stacey Abrams been doing? Don't tell me what she gonna do. Because that's just a political speech. Tell me what Stacey Abrams has been doing for black people. Specifically, y'all. I've heard Stacey Abrams stand up in a room full of black people and talk about illegal immigrants and talk about how they should be allowed into the country. With her own mouth, a black woman was talking about illegal immigrants in a room full of black people. Hey, y'all, I don't want to hear no black person who mama hair is nappy looking me and my people in the face talking about illegal immigrants. You get the hell on with that. You need to talk to me about what you've been doing. You need to talk to me about this executive order that President Joseph Biden needs to write. He and Kamala Harris need to write before November 8th. And if Stacey Abrams wants to be the governor of Georgia, let her show you what she gonna do, what she willing to do for black people. Because every time a black person votes, that's a black vote. That's not a people of color vote. That's not an illegal immigrant vote. That's a black vote. That's a black vote. Excuse me. That's a black vote, right, brothers and sisters? So if she want a black vote, what is she going to do for black people? I'm going to tell you what she going to do. I demand, Stacey, that you endorse an executive order for the brothers and the sisters, for the hood, for the brothers and the sisters in this country. I ain't talking about the African. I'm not talking about the Caribbean. I'm talking about colored only, family. I'm talking about colored only, family. And why am I saying it like that? Because ain't nobody fighting for black people, so I ain't hearing it. Y'all coming with this people of color, this is for the colored only. Hey, if you want to call yourself African descendant of slaves, praise God. But my mama taught me that when you name something, you name it with strength and power. You understand what I'm saying? And some of y'all can be like, well, he talking about color only. No, I'm being damn clear about who I'm speaking for. And if you ain't have to deal with that colored only sign, I ain't talking to you. I demand that Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris produce an executive order before Election Day. Deadline 11/7/22. Deadline. And brothers and sisters, if your black caucus don't endorse it, I demand that every black caucus on this planet endorse and speak up for an executive order for the brothers and sisters for the colored only by November 7th, 2022. And brothers and sisters, if these individuals that I have named, and you can think of any other dark-skinned, black, high-yellow person that you can think of, that's making money off the brothers and sisters, that's getting their movie seen, they're getting their shoes bought, they're getting their music. Your favorite rapper, King Von, R.I.P. But O Block need to be standing up and demanding an executive order for the brothers and sisters, the colored only. All these cats out here killing and murdering, they need to get on their woo-wop the bam and endorse an executive order for the brothers and sisters, for the colored only. And what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, these individuals can do all this. If they can make all this money, if they can kill us, they can do all that, they can ignore us, they for damn sure better meet our demands, family. Or they fill us, they lose their jobs. And then, because it don't matter, family, neither one of them love us. So what I'm saying is we got to goon our vote. What we want, that's what we better get. And brothers and sisters, I'm walking right in the door to show y'all the need. Because right now, the reason we got the issues in the street because our kids are not educated. Because they don't have confidence when it comes to their education. The murdering things are being done by our young men. I ain't out there shooting nobody, y'all. But that kid 16 to 26, yeah, he wide open. And the reason he is wide open because he's been failed. He's been failed academically. You understand what I'm saying? Brothers and sisters, we ain't made it nowhere in this society without academics. We ain't made it nowhere in this society without academics and voting. Think about it, y'all. You can feel the way you want to feel about it. We ain't made it nowhere on this planet without academics and voting. And that's why I'm saying, let's use the power of our voting to empower our education. Because the brothers that's 16 to 26 right now that's out here wilding out and don't feel they got no hope, brothers and sisters, they're going to receive that through the executive order. Because the Hispanic is receiving that. And I'm talking about every Hispanic that make it to the border of the United States is receiving this type of help. They're learning English. They're learning jobs. Go read executive order 13555. Barry Barack Obama set it up where they're getting job training, they're getting computer skills, they're getting language prep, they're getting everything they need to turn their negative into a positive. So what I'm saying is, when this executive order is signed and kicked in right now, money will be poured into our community to take care of our negatives and turn them into a positive. Brothers and sisters, I ask that you start getting wide open about this. The deadline is 11/7/22. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. What up, Chicago?